There would be good.
Back end of an elephant. Aesthetic. Yep. Sure. Okay, my favorite animal. Let's see. Don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a liger. A combination of a lion and tiger. Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite? It's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is, and it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it. Prairie dog? Oh, squirrel? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. I guess that was the test to see
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean, the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide. Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion right now, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one, maybe. Yeah, I think we've all got.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make? Yeah. Yes, TV one.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Yeah.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or going for something that's big and...
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all of the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player or something like that. But like, at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices. But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have for, how much?
It can't be more than $1,250 per unit. Of cost.
So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
Channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. I can keep it really, really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side
for I'm not sure if it's like.
Well, you know?
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, though, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you manipulate it.
Something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the button.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. We've got 5 minutes. Okay. Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So, I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah.
Be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be, have it be like ergonomic, so it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent. And sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain kind of people, certain demographic. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah, rather than focus on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously everyone, you know, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes and having little nested remotes inside. Yeah, that's true what you were saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function. It can just have a lock function so that it's not not usable when you don't want it to be usable. I guess that's good for now. That's me. Okay. Right.
Industrial design, you're the one who, you know, you're going to be working out kind of what it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, you know, what goes into the box somehow.
Yeah, it does seem like our responsibilities have some overlap. Yeah.
You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, people want to finish the meeting now.
All right, see you in 30 minutes.